So what I want to move on to now and just finish up on is, how do we become more of an optimist? So we talked about the virtues. We talked about longevity. People who are optimistic actually live longer. We talked about higher levels of success, higher levels of happiness, more likely to overcome depression. People who are optimistic are 8 times less likely to be depressed. They're much more likely to be happy. And again, optimism as an interpretation style, not as a Pollyannish feel-good kind of approach. So how do we become more of an optimist? And I want to talk about 3 techniques. First is to take action, to just do it, to put ourselves on the line. Second, I'm going to talk about the power of imagination, visualization. Many of you are familiar with it, especially athletes, as a technique. So we'll talk about that technique. And finally, cognitive therapy, which, at least according to research, is the most successful, most effective therapeutic intervention out there today. So we'll talk about some of the basics and summarize those. So let me begin with action. This is based on research by Albert Bandura. You read about self-efficacy, his concept, basically the idea of having strong beliefs, and he just made it more academic, more scientific, and researched it for many years. And we talked about the many benefits of self-efficacy.